school and sing first.
There shall be showers and blessings.
Yeah.
Make it sound straight. You do. All right. Can they hear us okay? I don't know. Can you guys hear us? Yep. Thank you, Kevin. Everybody else. Okay.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come now and honor your word. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops from the stuff falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops from the star falling, but for the showers we plead.
Blessed assurance. We got that one on the, is that one on the computer room? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Bonnie will find it and put it up there. Or, all right, blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture burst on my sight. Angels descending, greet from above, echoes deep, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Okay, if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father,
Thank you so much once again for blessing us with Sabbath. Each and every week, we have a day that we can kick back and just think of you and all that you have done for us and all that you have created 6,000 years ago and still continue to be active in your creation, especially in the Orion Nebula when we see so many things happening and coming out of there, and it's just amazing. Even the scientists say it looks like a planet factory. It's amazing what you're doing there, how Job spoke of it and so many others in the Word. Thank you for blessing us with the love that you have shared in your Word. And thank you for blessing it, you know, the Word, the way it cuts our hearts and makes us want to do things for you. And some of us even called into the ministry. And so as Brother June shares here today via Brother Craig, who's going to read his testimony for us, we pray that the hearts are cut and some are moved into ministerial duty, or to at least help those that are in ministerial work. And then, and also, Father, all the workers that are all around the world, we have upwards of 740-something of them yet, right now. We thank you for blessing each and every one of them, but some of them do need to be funded. And so, Father, please bless those that have the ability to help them, so that the work can go out and we can go home. And again, to the best of our ability, that's the only way we can pray, and it's in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I got to switch the speakers or the microphone over. And then I'll turn on the recording. Right, this thing's recording, right? Give me a second here. Yep. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Sabbath blessings to all of you, and happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. This Sabbath, I'm glad to say that we have Brother June, who is going to share a message with us and his testimony, and hopefully you'll get a chance to understand and know who he is. He is a brother in Christ who works with the church in the Philippines, and he is a minister in the SDR church. So I hope that what he has to say and what he shares here, in which I will read, will be a blessing to all of you. So as we begin, I will read what he has to say as Sister Addie has interpreted it for me to read. Enjoy. Sabbath blessings, dear brethren. How are you all? It is nice to have a chance to introduce myself to the SDR family in America. Thank you for your prayers, love, and support for the work that is getting done in my home country. Blessings be with each and every one of you. As I begin, I would like to ask the question, are we all fighting the good fight of faith so to endure to the end of our Lord's coming? Are we doing this? This is how it is, brethren. We all have to face and endure hardships and sorrows because the people of God that will, with much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And we are all well able to do this if we fight, separate ourselves from the world and its amusements. We have much character building to obtain in reaching the character of our King, the Creator of this universe. Acts 14:22 says, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. My dear brethren, I'm going to give a short testimony about my experience here in the Philippines for you to better understand who I am as a brother in Christ. Much of my exposure is in the SDA Church. When I was still in the SDA Church, one Sabbath, a group of people went to our home and informed us about how the SDA Church became fallen to Sister Babylon, a daughter to the harlot. So we checked their evidence and written studies, and we found out that they were telling us the truth, that the SDA Church was in fact in apostasy and is Babylon. And this overwhelming truth was the fruit of the SDA Church in perfect fit, where we can see this is truth. So one Sabbath, I shared that same message in the SDA Church. That message stirred the whole SDA church that I have been attending and caused division among the members. Truly, the sword of the Lord was working. Every Sabbath was always in chaos from that point on. They stopped me from stepping into the pulpit after this, and even to the point that no one would greet us in the church. But at that point, I remained in the SDA church, not knowing where to go. There was one Sabbath fellowship of 23 SDA churches, and there I met their mission president and told him about the apostasy of the church. And there I found out that even the leaders are no longer standing for the truth. One of our topics was about the use of the image of the cross. The mission president told me it was okay to use the image of the cross because there is a pagan cross and a Christian cross. When he was saying that, he was doing the sign of the cross of the Catholic Church in which they do it. That really shocked me and threw me back. Without delay, me and my family left the SDA church immediately. At that time, I had a small problem because my two daughters who were in school were funded by SDA people in America. But I didn't care if they will stop supporting my daughters or not. I did not care. I want to follow what is truth. When my parents died, I was not as sad as I was when I had to leave the SDA church. It was tough because we were taught that was the way to heaven, was through the church. So when I left the SDA church, I was very sad, hurt, and I was crying day and night. I could not believe that the SDA church is not the true church as they believed it was. I continued my search for the truth from Bible and Spirit of Prophecy and was hoping that some people out there are truly following a Thus Saith the Lord. One time, I met a group of Sabbath keepers. I thought they were following the Bible and the SOP. I joined their church fellowship, which happened to be near the farm church where Brother Craig was ordained. I knew God planned the whole event because the dad of Abby, who passed away about 2 years ago, who was ordained elder in the SDR church there, in the farm church, there also attended the church fellowship where I was going in hopes to bring church members out of this group and bring them into the SDR church number because they seem to be somewhat on track in the truth. So they knew the SDA church was in Babylon, and there was a lot of groups like this that had been forming. So I talked to Elder Dan from the SDR church in that gathering, and when he pulled me aside, I saw his SOP compilations regarding the Reformation message that we are to be following today in this 11th hour movement in the ceiling of 144,000. I never heard this message from the SDA church, nor from this church I was currently attending, in who seemed to know the truth. I was amazed at the SDR message. I was so excited to learn more, and so I gave Elder Dan my contact number to keep in touch with me. Elder Dan also would preach on the radio from time to time where we could hear him defend the truth and expose Babylon in all other churches. To make a long story short, I received a package of reading materials straight from the Bible and the Spirit of Prophecy from Brother Craig and Sister Addie, who happened to be, at that time, nurturing the farm church and other localities in that area. After studying the materials, joy flooded my soul because I was convicted that this is the true church for these last days, the remnant of her seed church. I found the true church, who truly strives to keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. So for me and my family, we decided to join the SDR movement. Praise the Lord for His work and His truth. This was the start of my real journey to heaven. Things started to take place, and the Lord called me to His service to work for him full-time as an SDR minister. I had learned so much truth from all the studying that it was such a blessing. I was ready to present the truth that I had learned to the world. My family was dedicated and supportive and prayed with me that my life will be consecrated to do the service of the Master in any vineyard he would have me plant his seeds of truth. I was then ordained in the farm church that Brother Craig was ordained in and started the missionary full time from that point on. It has been 2 years of toiling now as an SDR minister, nurturing home churches around the islands, baptizing families, sharing the truth to the lost in season or out of season, and it has been a wonderful blessing. And I thank the Lord for the loving church in America and around the world who support me in prayers, encouragement, financial means as well. There is still so much work to be done and areas to penetrate for our Savior. I cannot sustain this work without the help of the Lord, for it is His work, and I am just a worker in the field and the instrumentality of His church in working with others. Ezra 8:22 says, "The hand of our God is upon all of them for good that seek Him. But His power and His wrath is against all of them that forsake Him." This message is for all of us who profess to believe in the truth. We must walk in and apply what truth we have and learn and teach others of the work that Christ is doing in us and through us and with others. And as a professed people, we must walk in this light to the best of our ability and the God-given grace that He gives to each and every one of us. God's hand is upon us that seek Him, but His power and His wrath is against all who will forsake Him, neglect His work and turn from the truth, and not apply the character that is found in His law to their daily life and all His righteous ways. We do not want to fall into the hand of the true living God where His wrath is upon us if we do forsake Him. Let us walk in the ways of the Lord and do as He is calling us to do. It only takes a little compromise, brothers and sisters, a here and there until we are fully found falling away from the straight and narrow path that leads us to life. One foothold, one small compromising with truth is playing around with the world and risking our salvation. Our salvation will be at stake. We shall not compromise in this truth that we have. We must not toil in the worldly things or suffer the consequences of losing discernment, spiritual blessings, character building that we have been obtaining in the truth, in the foundations of God's truth, and much more. We must walk in all the light given, or we will be found walking on another path to destruction. The world clouds the mind, brothers and sisters, and brings confusion to the soul. Brethren, our time is very short and it is running out. Calamities are around us. Here in the Philippines, we just experienced one of the most worst storms in our history. And storms keep coming to professed Christian countries. 1,000 people were killed and hundreds were missing. Houses were destroyed, vehicles washed away, others were covered with mud, and all these terrible scenes, which for some of us is actually helping us and preparing us for the time ahead. Everywhere in the world, we are hearing about floods and earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars. But we are not to be afraid if we're walking on the straight and narrow path to the kingdom of God. We see people murdering fellow men and nations warring against each other. Threats of nuclear bombs here and there. And these are all signs of the end times that are coming just before us. Mankind is truly destroying the planet, and God will soon destroy them, Revelation 11:18. These are just but signs that time is about to end, Matthew 24:24. We also need to ask ourselves the question, is it worth to lay up treasures for this world? The angels are holding the four winds and are about to let go of it, and we don't want to be found hoarding up the things of this earth when it could have been used for the service of the Lord. God has given us all things to help in His service, and what are we doing with it? Revelation 7:1 says, "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor any tree." Winds mean strife, commotion. Right now the four angels are still standing and holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind won't blow on the earth until the servants of our God are sealed. And when they are, the world is going to be tossed to and from like the waves of the sea when Peter was walking on it to his Lord. We don't want to be tossed to and fro. We must not be shaken and stand firm for the truth and be ready to die if you are not walking into the 144,000. Character building is important. Many are professing to be in our number today, and soon all will be tested with the last and final test. If we are not surrendering the things of the world and giving them up, then prepare to be destroyed with them, or give the world up and take your stand with the bloodstained banner of Cristo, Jesus, the Christ, who will be executing His righteous judgment soon on all and putting on the robe of vengeance. Prepare to meet our God, brothers and sisters, for the day of the Lord is upon us. Stand for the truth, walk in it, and prepare to be sealed as faithful servants of the Lord who have been steadfast and patient in all things. Revelation 7:3, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." Brethren, the book of Ezra talks about the captivity of Israel to Babylon, and that through Ezra and King Artaxerxes, that God will restore His people back to their nation to build them up again as a nation and rebuilding Jerusalem. God is also getting His true people ready to go home to modern Canaan, but not by human might, but by heavenly power and might from above. Let us hold fast our faith, because only the remnant will be saved in these last days. Romans 9:27. And Jesus our Savior is the one leading us into our journey to the heavenly Canaan. Please keep the ministry in the Philippines in prayers, dear brothers and sisters. And we thank you for all that you have done for us. And we pray that we can continue to take each other's hands and walk to the city of God together in bringing as many people as we can to the city. May the Lord strengthen all of us to be able to stand the test of our time in these last days. May we remove ourselves from the world, the sins and the lusts of the flesh, and walk according to God's perfect plan and will. May each and every one of us be strengthened. I pray the message has been one for your ears to hear and to reflect in your life. Amen. With love and prayers from General Santos City, SDR Church, Brother June. Amen, brothers and sisters. And I hope that this has been a blessing for each and every one of you. And may we all have a wonderful Sabbath. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. You know, I like what Brother June said about the true remnant church of the last days, but how do we know we're in the true church? Because I get asked this a lot. A lot of people ask about this. And it's actually kind of easy if we look at the other churches. I mean, after all, Jesus did say that it is by their fruits you shall know them, right? And so when you look around, if you look at our church, you look at all the other churches. They're right now allowing homosexual marriage. Or if they don't, they say homosexual is okay. They say that alcohol is acceptable. It doesn't defile the body, even though the Bible says it does. Sunday is the Sabbath, they claim. Lying is no big deal as long as it's little lies. They play fictional movies inside the churches. I mean, you remember The Passion of the Christ, that movie that was made by Mel Gibson? That was fictional. The only thing they got right in there was his name was Jesus, and there was a wooden cross, and his mother's name was Mary. Everything else was fictional. And, well, except for the beating, they got a little graphic there, but, you know, just to make our Lord look weak to some extent. But they also teach prosperity, that, you know, prosperity in money instead of prosperity in Christ or faith. And so it's just really actually pretty easy to go and see what types of, you know, just by their fruits you shall know them. I mean, Jesus is plain. And do they even preach prophecy? Most churches out there do not preach prophecy. And this is the most important message today to get the people ready for our Lord's arrival. I mean, look at John the Baptist. He went out there and said, you know, make straight your paths. The coming of the Lord is nigh. Well, we come in the same spirit of Elijah that John the Baptist came in. That is prophesied. We're supposed to go out there and tell the people, look, he's coming. He's coming a lot sooner than you think. But nobody preaches it. Why? Well, because the peace and safety process, you know, the prophecy that I was sharing last week, they have to get the people lulled in complacency to think, oh, it's no big, maybe it's not going to happen in my lifetime. What's going to happen in your kid's lifetime, maybe, or how about your grandkids? It has to happen somewhere. But for all intents and purposes, as we look around, none of us are date setters. We don't know the actual hour or the day, but we do know the season. And if you want some more information about the ministries working in the Philippines, just go to this page in the room that I just posted in the room right now. Well, yeah, there it is, the Mission Report page. It's on sdrministries.org, workers, you know, /workers, for those of you listening on the radio or on the phone. If you want to help them, you can contact Brother Craig or you contact myself, and we'll make sure that they get the assistance that they need. They're the ones that need the funding. All the other ones all around the world, so far, none of them need any funding. There's like 740 of them. Well, we got 20 workers, minimum 20 workers on the road, just doing the work of the Lord out there in the Philippines, and they need to be funded. But the ones, all the other ones, no, they're self-funded. They do what they can on their own. And, so anyway, hope and pray you're blessed. I guess we got, yeah, amen. Giving funds is actually a talent. That's part of the thing. And tithing is your duty. If you don't tithe, don't expect a lot of blessings from your Father in the way of answered prayers. If you're going to be disobedient, that's going to be on you and your family. So the tithing is absolute. And tithing, if you want to understand what tithing is all about, just go to remittedgod.org and go /the tithe or just tithe. I don't remember how I did. Well, it's in the Bible truth section. When you scroll over that section in the menu, you drop down to the bottom. It's near the bottom. It says the tithe. And so there's a movement out there in the world today to tell people that you don't have to tithe anymore in the New Testament. That's a bold-faced lie. Because the only way the ministers, full-time ministers like myself, Brother Craig, Brother June, and a couple others out there in the Philippines, now your tithe can't go. Your love offerings can go to stuff like that, but tithing goes to the ministers. Only tithing can only go to full-time ministers, and because that's all you live on. Like the Levites in the old days, they only lived on the tithe, and that's the way it is today. But the reason they're trying to stop the tithe from going out is, and there's New Testament theology on this. That's why I made that page about the tithe. And the reason they're trying to stop it is because the devil knows the only way that we can get the bills paid to be able to make sure that the work gets out is by God's obedient people tithing. And you're only supposed to tithe in the church that feeds you. You know, because I know people that, and I get emails on a regular basis from people asking questions that are SDAs. And SDA Bible teachers even. The one guy calls me on a regular basis. But they don't tithe here. And that's strange because you're supposed to tithe where you're fed. But yet they go to these other churches, and that's so sad. So, but they're a little confused, and so you can't really blame them. They're in the process of working their way out. But just remember that. All right? So, I don't know if we want to do that now, because I don't want to push that right now, sister, the PM I'm regarding to, because I don't want to make it look like we're out there looking for donations, because no, we don't ask, you know, I don't mind asking for donations for workers in the Philippines and stuff like that, and I don't mind telling people that it is your duty to tithe. I'm not asking you to tithe to me. You could tithe to Craig, for that matter. You don't have to tithe to me. You don't have to tithe to Craig. You have to tithe where you're fed. And if this is your church, then that's where you should be tithing. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. And that's just, you know, I mean, the Bible's all about it. shares all about it. So anyway, Sister Frances, can you please put on the mic so I can, I'm going to shut off this one over here. And I guess we got one more song we're going to share. So, but yeah, if Brother John wants to share he's got like a testimony he'd like to share about the tithing. Yeah, after the church service, if you want to share it. But that'd be great. You know, or Friday nights, you know, because we do it on Friday nights. I got some pretty nice experiences I'd like to share, too, about the tithe, if you want to stick around after church, you know. So anyway, that'd be nice. All right, let me shut off this mic.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning brings eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
Amen. Amen. If you can kneel, please do so. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for blessing us the way you have. Thank you for giving us this work to do and trusting us with it. As weak and as sinful as we are, we thank you for giving us something to do that will make you smile. And thank you so much for forgiving us when we fall short and giving us a desire in our hearts to repent and confess. We also lift up all those on the prayer list once again. We lift up all the workers, especially those in the Philippines that need the help. And those all around the world, we pray for that hedge of angels of protection around them as individuals, as the work, the church body corporate, or not corporate, but the church body itself, and of course, your son's bride. We thank you for blessing them, Father, keeping us all safe as we do this work, and giving us more work to do, and more tools by which to do it, and the means by which to get the work done. And again, to the best of our ability, we pray in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen.